Hi, Jess Rinker here with my flash memoir titled My Literature Love Life. I am in love with books. My mom first introduced us. While my dad was working overtime at Trucklate, the local factory in my hometown in Pennsylvania, mom and I walked to the magical Jersey Shore Public Library. We held each other's hands on our way there. We held our books on our way back. The library might have been my first date with books, but it wasn't my last. I spent my weekends lying on the floor of my parents' room, becoming acquainted with their personal bookshelves. My dad's books were often not my type, but my mother's books were as beautiful as the women on their covers. Jane Eyre, Little Women, The Little Princess, The Secret Garden. The stories presented me with young women who bravely persevered through loss and loneliness, poverty and pain. They inspired me. As a sassy yet sensitive child, I was captivated by these girls who were smart, spunky, and strong, and gentle, graceful, and good. How do you manage that, ladies? When I reached middle school, my long-term relationship with 19th century literature hit a rocky patch. It was like going off to honeymoon in a beautiful paradise, then returning to the more practical side of marriage in an ugly reality. I realized jumping rope against a garden wall and playing with porcelain dolls isn't how preteens play. As my friends decided they wanted to try things I wasn't ready for, I lingered behind. I clung to my mom and I clung to my books. If I was just gentle, graceful, and good, it would all be all right. I often adopted all the submissive qualities of 19th century heroines, forgetting their smarts, their spunk, and their strength. My mom, beginning to worry over me, gave me some heartbreaking advice in high school. She recommended I tell books I needed some space. I needed to take a break, see someone else for a little while, maybe a real person. Ugh, how vile. Then I read Fangirl by Rainbow Rowell. I met this introverted, anxious, book-obsessed female protagonist, a 21st century girl, who learned to navigate the beauty and messiness of real life and love. She wasn't what you'd call a badass heroine, but she did learn how to stand up for herself. She learned how to appreciate life, not fear it. I realized I could do the same. Although many books have shaped me throughout my life, I often think of Fangirl as the most life-changing. I needed a book to teach me that I needed more than books. The irony is not lost on me. Fiction is a beautiful place, but we can't stay there forever. We merely pass through the realm of fiction to reach one another. Our relationship with books means little unless we allow it to build relationships with our fellow human beings. Thanks for listening.